The Eight Conversions, Series 1, Refuge for the Unborn. This file records poems 1 through 6. As found in that same grouping on Kali Rising. The Tantrika and the Turtan. Conversion of Fergus and the Druid. Tantrika. This whole eve I have ventured through a dream and seen you tracking forms among the stars. First, the knot in the cord between two whales, one leaping to Andromeda, the other diving west. Then a spindle you divined, but like a vulture's head. And then at last, the bleeding flower of womanhood, Pushpa, your divination of the glittering kid. Turtan, what would you know of riddles such as these, proud lover? Tantrika, I know no more than this, star-driven seer. When Krishna danced for me, I was a woman whose beauty judged the world and found it lacking. And beauty then to me became a burden without end, though it seemed easy to surrender it and cast my heart upon a bed of sorrow. Turtan, what would I show you then? Tantrika, how beauty finds itself again, recast into the dreaming wisdom of the stars. Turtan, look upon my ageless gaze, the emptiness of my desire, this will that does not conspire to any human end, but dances and dissolves in gyres of starry light, where beauty now returns to hunger for itself. Tantrika, a lover would be foolish to refuse such hunger, for no look can be lost in such a trenchant dream. Turtan, that it be so, receive this thread and bind the hungering beauty to your heart. And join your fate. Tantrika, I see desire that sidles like a river from bank to bank, but its dissolving rush undoes the very borders of its flow, and gleaming like an omen pearl above, the moon reflected in the coursing current shows me the life unborn, in hunger that invites the beauty to consume it and be consumed in turn. How wonderful and true, how endlessly immense is this discovery, the treasure-bound romance, the lover's dance encircled by the reflected moon. Two, the ruse of the world, conversion of the rose of the world. What dream is this, oblique samsaric spin that neither stops nor goes without delay? This mournful tide arising from within is just the rushing face of ordinary day. No one there to win. We are the unnamed passengers of time. With or without souls, we bide and pass as water white adorns the river rhyme and rushes for the stars. Alas, we cannot be quite so sublime. celestial host or demons in the fray. Mistaken identities hustle for a peek of what Siddhartha saw. Numinous display in every sense. That perfect rose you seek. Single-minded look that does not go astray. 3. In misty Odian, conversion of the Lake Isle of Innisfree. The lotus will arise, so splendid on the lake, that a child of tender years might wish a fairy tale an episode sublime, if merely to partake of such a lovely sight, the petals wet and pale. But I shall not be fanciful in just that way, not now, not even if the cuckoo lands on me, for midnight's just the time to greet the day, and nothing suits impermanence like glee. I will arise from Lotus Land and honor my own dream without a magic legend for a ruse, for my invention makes no life supreme, immune from human folly and abuse. 4. Where age is not, conversion of when you are old. When you see age ahead and coming sure and musing on your fate, come across these lines. Contemplate the way you kept a pure and steady look, the path your sight defines. Whoever loved your moments of delight and drank your beauty deeply or not so, there was one pilgrim of eternal night who caught your passion as you let it go. And leaning into time, testing its dance, consider how love turns in ageless poise, and honor how it brought you to a choice that reckoned on the timeless flow of chance. 5. Who with the Tathagata goes? Conversion of who goes with Fergus. Who with the Tathagata goes across samsara's winding game to meet the no one waiting there? Seeker, seek as one who knows, and in your absence be the same, unbound, no matter when and where. And no more turn within to find the presence that reveals its base, for emptiness does not abide, nor does it liberate the mind, and silence will at last erase the Tathagata's soundless stride. 6. The Lament of the High-Born Lama, a conversion of the Lamentation of the old pensioner. If I retreat from human pain beneath a gilded roof, my heart does not reside at ease. My lonely and aloof demeanor goes uneffaced. No person for the proof. The neophytes cry in the yard, their garments rough, their logic full of rage at human stuff. My contemplations keep me mired in this bluff. There's not a woman to be found on the Potala's turf. The only woman I once loved has departed like surf. The mother of my own true mind hath left me in the lurch.